It's August 6, 2006, Hiroshima Day. I'm speaking with Annie. She's with the Buddhist Peace Fellowship in Santa Cruz County. And they're here on the corner today with a scroll of names of the dead. Tell us about why this scroll exists and why you're out here today displaying it.
This scroll exists for a visual picture experience for people of, and also honoring the Iraqi civilians who have died in the war. And there are 40,000 names represented on this scroll at this time, which is the most conservative estimate of Iraqi civilians that have died in the war. We actually have 2,800 actual names of actual people and they who were killed in the war in Arabic, their names, and then they're reproduced enough times to represent the ever-growing number. And we also have kiosk with photographs and information about coalition forces who have been killed in the war since it began. And the kiosks have 2,000 people represented. And then we have additional photos on strings of prayer flags.
I noticed actually that some of the members of the American forces and coalition troops in their bios, it mentions that they were maybe killed by enemy forces. I'm wondering where you got the information from and why the use of the term enemy. Maybe some of the young men who died fighting in Iraq thought they were fighting their enemy, but a lot of people here on these scrolls were, in fact, innocent civilians. And I guess I just wondered, I was just interested to hear maybe where that information came from on there.
The information was carefully researched by a woman with the Buddhist Peace Fellowship named Margie Calvert, and she got the photos and the information from various sites on the internet. I haven't looked at them really carefully, but perhaps that is specified to differentiate from, you hear a lot of unfortunately, a lot of soldiers are killed by what they call friendly fire. And so I can't really answer that question in terms of, but we here are representing that we're not really enemies at heart, any of us, no matter which side we're on or how we feel about the war in our own country. That if we look into our own hearts, that everybody wants to love and be loved. And really the closer we go inside, the more the same we will find that we are to each other. And we're not interested in perpetrating that name or those names any more than you are. There's a wonderful Rumi poem that talks about names, and it says, move beyond any attachment to names. Every war and every conflict between human beings has happened because of some disagreement about names. It's such an unnecessary foolishness, because just beyond the arguing, there's a long table of companionship waiting for us to sit down. And it goes on to say that all religions and all this singing and all this praise and all this effort to understand the mystery is all really the same, with different names and different stories, but it's the same story and the same yearning and the same longing that we all share.
How has this installation today been received by members of the public? Obviously, it generates a lot of curiosity. People kind of stroll through. How long have you been out here? How many people would you say have stopped by, and were you able to connect with?
We've been out here. We started setting up at 7:30 in the morning. We had quite a little bit of wind, so it was quite challenging. And there weren't a lot of people who came by until the late morning. But there haven't been a lot of people coming by, but most of the people who come by and stop to take a look are interested and sympathetic, and are really, a lot of people are happy to sign and happy to have something that they can physically do, even if it's just writing their name down. And it's my experience that there are a lot of people who don't know quite where to start and to what they can actually do to help turn the tide in the country and actually in the world away from violence as a means to try to solve our distant differences, which doesn't really work.
I know you have to be going soon, so I'll offer you this opportunity to give any information for people who may want to see the scroll when it will be exhibited again, and any other final thoughts.
You know, I'm not sure when we'll exhibit it again, but we have a local website. It's www.bpfsc.org. And there's also a national website for the National Buddhist Peace Fellowship. That's www.bpf.org, and they're based in Berkeley. And one of the main things we're working with now is something called the Declaration of Peace, which is a national campaign to get citizen signatures delivered to their various Congress members in an effort to convince the Congress to take steps, concrete steps, toward creating a plan, working toward a plan, saying we're going to plan and do this and then this and then this toward peace and toward getting our troops out of Iraq and toward working for peace. And there's a goal to collect as many signatures and deliver them before the deadline that the Declaration of Peace states is September 21st. It's International Peace Day. And they're asking for the Congress to take a stand before that time. A concrete stand, something, we're doing this to move toward peace and remove our presence in Iraq, which is just making things worse.
Thank you, Annie, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Vinny. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Take care. You too.